Dreaming of a white Christmas sounds romantic for some. But for millions of people in the U.S. this holiday weekend, it's more like a nightmare. A massive winter storm from Canada has brought sub-freezing temperatures and heavy snow to most of the country, as well as nationwide flight disruptions, power outages, and pipe breaks, and the threat of frostbite and hypothermia, particularly for those without shelter.
Yeah, I was out in the cold. They're freezing my toes off.
I think most winters we unfortunately do lose some of our neighbors who are living outside when the weather gets really cold. It's a sad thing that happens every year.
Deteriorating road conditions and mounting power outages have led some officials to declare a state of emergency.
And the best thing you can do is stay off the roads, stay inside.
The storm's intensity has experts debating whether global warming is to blame.
It's really cold because the very cold air in the Arctic, the vortex, has been displaced. The question is why? And there's really two schools of thought. One is that this is clearly a climate change related phenomenon because the Arctic is warming so fast. And the other school says, oh, this is natural variability.
As flight cancellations pile into the thousands, travelers say going home just isn't an option.
We're from an immigrant family, and like my parents and their siblings moved to the U.S. many years ago, but every year we try to spend Christmas or Thanksgiving or something like that together, just, you know, to keep the family connected. So it's really important.
Trying to stay focused on the reason for the season in the face of intense seasonal weather. Rosalind Jordan, Al Jazeera.